Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick are brought to you by HESTA, the super fund driving real world impact. HESTA, super with impact.
Time for me to get revealing, reveal another story from my dating history.
Shout out to PZX. Sorry you weren't the one. The Hawaiian zipliner sounded like heaps of fun. Here's to the one that was on parole. He has some ex-boyfriends. It's time for our roll call.
Okay.
Well, we've covered zipliner and parole.
So this went on death row?
No!
Death row.
Ha ha ha. And just for context, the one on parole I went on two dates with before I even knew that he was pretending to be someone he wasn't. Anyway, moving on. Now, this was a few years ago. I was, in fact, doing the drive show here on the Fox with Jules Lund, Fifi and Jules. And people might remember this, but it was a behind the scenes story that we didn't talk about because it was so cringeworthingly embarrassing for me. I'd been dating a guy. And he lived in Sydney, and it wasn't going great. It was okay. It just wasn't working out.
Because you're in different states and stuff.
Because we're in different states. Yeah. And he was a real party boy and loved going to parties. He was in the industry. No, he worked for a record company.
Russell Brand.
No!
Why Russell's?
Oh, dear.
Russell Coit.
Did you date Russell Coit?
No. Anyway, it wasn't really working out, but it was sort of, I had to get him out of my system. It was one of those ones I kept going back to. I'd call it off and go, it's not going to work for us. And then he'd lure me back in. And
that's a hard one because it's literally a flight away.
I know. And
how many times wheels up at Tullamarine have you got? Oh, turn it around.
Nah, that's the exciting
bit. Super charming.
It's on the way back. You don't want to
dart up in the toilet so they turn this around. I don't want to go to Sydney.
So Jules, as a friend, said, I'm intervening here. We've got to get this guy out of your system. Like, I'm as your friend, calling this off for you, and I'm going to find you someone to date. So on the radio, he set up three friends of his to set me up with on dates. So we did live radio dating. And
that's awkward.
It's a perfect match.
I was young and silly,
that's
Nick. I didn't realise. Oh. Of course, it was never going to go anywhere.
Brutal.
So anyway, we got in the studio here at the Fox, and Jules said, okay, Fee, we're now crossing to a big star, Australian celebrity who's single and I think you'd actually go really well with. Fee, he's Tom Williams. So Tom Williams and I were on this sort of like virtual radio date, and Tom said, guys, hang on a second, Fee, you're great. We've met a few times, really like you, but hang on. This is really awkward for me because you're actually dating my mate Ben.
He was really good friends with
the guy I was actually trying to get away from.
If your co-host Jules had just picked someone from the 5 million people population of Victoria, probably wouldn't have been mates with Sydney Ben.
No, and I got
out
of there.
Who's state to choose from?
Doesn't matter.
Ben Williams?
Just made up that name. It's not actually his real name.
Ben
but
Russell.
My point is, we hung up the phones and I've looked at Jules and said, Jules, because like I said, Ben and I were a bit on and off. I didn't really know if I wanted it completely off. Well, that ended it because Tom rang his mate. Hey, just so you know, she's dating on the radio, dude.
Yeah, but you can get away with that easy. Just say it was, mate, we need listeners and we did it for a stunt. Ha ha, still love you.
Fev, why do you automatically come up with an excuse to get out of it?
Because you have to, bro. You're always going to be prepared.
Front foot
the crap out of it.
Angie in Melton. Hi, Angie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Angie. Have you had this happen where you've liked someone but they've just dated someone you know?
My now husband. We had friend circles, obviously, growing up. And I had seen a couple of my exes out at the supermarket or, you know, at the shopping centre. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And he goes, I dated him. And, yeah, it was really, really weird.
Oh,
like, they're his friends. And I'm like, yeah, I dated him and I've dated him.
Oh, so you dated all your now husband's mates?
Yeah, apparently so. I found out afterwards.
How did your husband take that?
He laughs about it now, but he's like, back then it was only like a new kind of relationship. So,
well, that's good actually. So you got through that.
We got through that.
That's all right. You live in a small town.
Yeah,
everyone's been
good
nights.
And now it's okay. Like, we've had a couple of my exes stay with us and they've been drinking together and having fun together and it's not awkward anymore. But back then it was.
You could have put a bit of mayo on that. That would have been a great story.
Thought we were going to have to hang up there really quick. on young ears.
Well, good to see you move through it, Angie. Love one over there. Georgia in Geelong. Hi, Georgia.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Very well. Georgia, have you dated someone a little too close?
I started dating a girl and we got onto kind of the dating history side of things and realised that both of our last person we dated was the same person.
That's amazing.
I don't mind that though, because it's like you've both met in the middle.
Yeah.
Country Victoria LGBT community.
And did that make you closer, Georgia? Had you both broken up with that girl for the same reasons?
No. So that girl had broken up with me, but the other way around for the girl I was talking to.
I tell you one person who won't like that girl.
It would have been better if she said, well, we're both dating that girl, but together. Imagine that. So those two were together,
you
but also dating the other. I know, but that's where I thought it was going. My mind goes to other places, bro.
I know.
Are you still with her, Georgia? Now.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And are you still with your partner?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Are they back? Is she back? Or you back with the other person?
No.
Cool. You're just trying to make people's stories better.
Yeah, because I love a great story. Like, imagine if Georgia goes, I started dating this chick, because, you know, we're in a small country town, and we realized we had the same ex-partner, but they were both dating that chick at the same time, and then no one knew. It was a circle of nerve.
You know, but that's cheating.
Yeah.
It's got all sorts of cheating elements.
Yeah, but they're having fun.
No.
Kids are having fun.
Nat from Somerville. Hi, Nat.
Hi, guys. Love your show. First time caller.
Well done, Nat, great to have you on board. What did you do, Nat? Who did you date?
Well, it wasn't actually me, thank God. It was a friend of mine who is known, he's country New South Wales. We'll put the Blue Mountains. We won't put any suburbs. Mm-hmm. Bit of a player. Fell madly in love with this girl. Went home to tell his dad. And his dad says, tell me about her. And he says, this, she's hot, she's amazing. Few stories. Dad turns around, calls him a few words and says, that's your cousin.
Oh no.
What cousin though?
Second cousin.
Second? Oh, that's not in the blood.
In the blood.
No, it's not.
Second's still blood.
No, it's not. Second's like my uncle's wife's kid.
No, second is my cousin's child. That's my second cousin, but there's blood's run through from my dad and my uncle.
It's a really light drip.
I don't have a problem with it.
He said, Fev's example is, that's like it being my uncle's wife's kid. That's your cousin. 101.9
The Fox. Now, a story that we missed, I don't think we missed it actually, it wouldn't come to our attention naturally, it's politics. Federal MP Alan Tudge, he got himself into hot water. He used a video to promote the construction of the Knox Netball Centre, the big Knox Netball Centre that's being built. On his Instagram feed, the music he used to accompany the video was Bad and Bougie by Migos. Bad and Bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My n***s are savage. Now, why?
Did you play that as a banger?
No, I've played it before. Mixed Picks got through.
Yes.
Mando melted.
Yes.
But look, it's federal.
Well, and everyone melted on poor Alan Tudge because the song contains lots of drug references, profanity.
Mm. That's what rap is, isn't it?
And it was being discussed on 3AW with Neil Mitchell. So Neil Mitchell and his producer were
He'd
talking.
He'd be all over that.
Well, his producer was talking him through the song.
Let me just read the lines to you, Neil. I'll be careful. The first line, raindrop, drop top. Second line, smoking on cookie in the hot box. Do you know what smoking on cookie in the hot box means?
No, do you?
Well, it's referring to marijuana and smoking in a car or something that's sealed and you're getting high. But it's not appropriate, really, for a federal MP, is it?
Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something. And then I don't trust nobody. I don't even know if I want to read this because there's probably words in there or inferences in there I don't understand.
And I know where Neil's coming from. I get nervous.
I love it.
I don't. What a song. I'm not sure about half of those lyrics. I'm on Neil's page there.
I thought a hot box was like the old matches we used to do when as kids, where you put the match out of the box one and you light it, and then it blows the box up.
No,
that's called
what?
A hot box.
Are you joking?
Honestly, if I get called out in codes again for saying shisha, I will lose my mind.
That's a hot box.
I'm throwing my computer across the office.
Dangerous. Did you used to do that?
Nobody ever did that. That's so dangerous.
Yeah, you did that?
Yeah, as kids. Did you do it? Of course you did.
Yeah, almost. Burnt down half a hopper's worth of Bunnings.
It's called a hot box.
Okay. We don't
but I get it because
I
it's smoke.
I need to say that is highly dangerous and
that's
should
a pack
never
of matches,
be tried
bro.
Ever.
No, you never do
listening.
It.
Anyway,
you never,
let me move
you never on. Do it, all the kids listening.
Because, like Neil, I totally know where he's coming from. A lot of people would see those lyrics and not really know what they are. But
what's a raindrop?
Maybe.
No, it's just raindrop, drop top. It's just talking about a car.
Oh.
And then some stuff I can't say after that.
So what we thought, though, because Neil had a crack at the lyrics, what it would be, what it would sound like if Neil Mitchell, in fact, did become a rap artist and, do a collaboration with Migos on Bad and Bougie.
Is Neil happy with this?
Well, I don't know. I haven't even heard this yet. This is, James Costa, our wonderful audio engineer.
Throw him under the bus. Yeah,
did you do a
Neil Mitchell coming for you, bro.
DJ Khaled style thing at the start? DJ Costa! Come on.
Let's hear.
Here we go. Oh, no.
If Neil Mitchell don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
Raindrops, drop top, smoking on cookie in the hot box.
Piffing on your oh, geez. Cooking up dope in the crock pot, we came from nothing to something and then the word I don't trust nobody. Cooking up dope with an Uzi. I don't even know if I want to read this because there's probably words in there or inferences in there I don't understand. Again, they're idiots. My bitch is bad.
I don't think the people of One Turner would like that.
Wow.
I'd love to know the bits that were beeped.
I've got nothing to do with that, but that was amazing.
That is so
Neil Mitchell comes from, but that was amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
that's like ACRA. Hey, it was, I think,
really happy with that. How interested are we now in a Knox Nipple Centre? That's done its job. I'm keen.
Imagine having a hot box in there.
1019, The Fox.
Come on, what are
you looking at me?
Fifi-Fever Nick, nicknamed Detective. 71060, call now. Time for a supply, nicknamed Detectives.
Nickname detectives, you call in 131060. Tell us what your nickname is, and we try to figure out how you got it. We are detectives. Badges, hats on. Let's do this. Taylor from Clyde North. Hi, Taylor.
Good morning.
Morning.
Taylor, what is your nickname?
Jelly Bean.
Ooh. Did you used to eat a lot when you were a kid?
No.
You're soft on the inside, hard on the outside?
No.
Little and sweet?
Well, I wish, but no.
What's your last name?
Bateman.
Bateman?
Not a last name. Yep,
jelly
not a last name.
Bean, jelly bean, jelly bean.
Are you short?
No.
Did you, like, win a jelly bean jar competition?
Oh, good.
No.
What else about jelly beans? Why would you call someone jelly bean?
Did you look like a little jelly bean when you were a baby? Like my son Charlie, we called him Prawn. Because he just looked
very
like
close.
Oh,
you looked like a jelly bean as a toddler?
No, not quite. It's something only my granddad calls me.
You didn't have any hair? Sorry, it was
no,
like,
not that.
Jelly bean? So we're close.
When he used to cradle you, like hold you when you were a baby, you were the shape of a jelly bean. Jelly bean. And he's going, oh, my little jelly bean. Oh,
Oh gosh, we're on the cusp, guys.
I think we're done.
I just think we're done. Taylor, how close were we?
Sort of. So when my granddad first ever saw me, it was on an ultrasound and I was the shape of a jelly bean.
Of course.
How did we, like, guys, that's on us. Of course, everyone sees the jelly bean in the ultrasound. Mm.
That's really flattened
us. You're not happy with that, are you?
I made a few jelly beans.
You reckon we were close? Okay, Taylor,
thank you.
Ferb says we got that one.
Like a jelly bean when you were little?
Yeah.
Couldn't be littler.
Couldn't be littler. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. You want this?
Yeah, we got there that. Go. T from Geelong. Hi, T.
Detective.
Hi.
Done.
T, what is your nickname?
So my nickname's actually Tonka.
Big
truck.
Big toddler. Tonka truck.
Do you drive a truck?
Yeah,
I do drive a truck.
And that's why you're called Tonka.
Have we nailed it?
Yeah. You basically nailed it.
Oh, now T's flat. Now
Tonka's
flat.
Tonka's
flat.
I'm
not going to
have
yous
on that one.
No.
Oh,
we pretty much knew, I reckon.
Tonka was a bit of a giveaway.
Yeah. Are you in the truck now, Tonka?
I am in the truck.
Honk the horn, please.
Give it a horn.
Give it a horn, you reckon?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Oh,
yes.
That's a sick Tonka truck.
Yeah. Nice one, T. I like that. We got it. We got it early,
yeah,
too.
Well done
to us. Thank you, T, for calling. Amanda in Mernda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Mando.
Hi, Mando. What's your nickname?
It's HK.
HK.
Hong Kong.
Nope.
HK. Okay. This is quite tricky.
What's your last name?
Chikuti.
Chikuti.
Won't. Nothing to do with the last name.
But it's a great name. Chikuti.
Sexy last name.
Can you say it again?
Chikuti.
Amanda Chikuti.
I'd be charcuterie.
I wouldn't want HK if I'm Chikuti.
No, Chikuti. Yeah.
HK, is it? Are they initials for something?
Yes, sort
cool.
of.
Cool. We're getting close, guys.
All right.
Hungry something. Kid. Hungry kid.
Nope.
Happy kid.
Not Hong Kong. Wasn't Hong Kong, no. was it?
Not Hong Kong.
That's really the obvious answer.
Do you drive a truck? We can't just say things that other people have said to you. Come on.
You're happy? Hungry?
Nope.
HK.
It's from a TV show, if that helps.
HK.
What's HK?
He's some British soap opera or something.
Oh, gee.
Harry Kuehl.
Good. This feels bad. This is awful. We're not even close. Yeah.
I've got some audio to reveal the answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, here we go. This is from the TV show.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Hey,
I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss.
So what's HK?
Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Hug and Kiss.
She's Amanda, surname Hug and Kiss.
Arguably the most difficult contestant on this segment ever.
I love it though. It's a great nickname.
But it's so obscure.
For about 6 years.
HK.
Even if it was just Hug and Kiss.
Yeah.
To go another level to HK.
Well, that gives
imagine if we had got that. That would have been amazing.
We were never getting that.
No, 100% we weren't. Even if she said Simpsons, we wouldn't have got that.
No, that was Amanda. Well done. That is the hardest.
You win.
The absolute hardest nickname we've ever had to deal with.
We've got to hand our badge and gun over to Mando.
And you've actually flattened Fifi for the next hour and 20 minutes. Thanks for that.
That's not a great note for us to end on anyway.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Tell you what, I've been going to gym, not gym because I don't do any gym. I just swim and steam in the morning before work. Now, the steam room, and you've got a great story about a steam room in Russia, Boxy, that I'd love you to tell, especially Nick. But in a steam room, I find it so, bless you.
Pardon me.
Have you got the COVID?
Do we need a rant? It was a few weeks ago, guys.
I think he's popping still. I go into the steam room and I find it so awkward because in a steam room, you've obviously been in there. Everyone's been in a steam room. You walk in, it's hot, you sweat, you sit down. I don't know what the etiquette is in a steam room. Do you talk to people? Do you have a chat? Does people want to be left alone? Because I love a chat. I walk in, how you going, boys? How you going?
No. Oh, what are you doing?
Just a quick one.
Stop
a quick
that.
Hey.
Oh, no.
How's it going? Yep. Yeah, all right.
And that's it?
Mm. Yeah.
I chat. And then they just put down their drink and their water. They're
just
sweating.
A nod is fine.
Just a nod.
Oh, I don't. I don't, to be honest, steam very often anyway. I don't think I've steamed for about 10 years before I had kids. But I don't even like to go in if there's other people.
I like
to go in by myself. Yeah.
Why? What?
A sauna or a steam room?
It's just too intimate.
Why is... Okay.
You just sit there and
I find
quiet.
It... I could sit in there all day if I could put up with it. I love going in there, looking at people and their rigs and stuff.
Really?
I'm right into
chatting
it.
Chatting to them.
Yeah, chatting. G'day, mate. How you going? Good. Put their head down all day.
Exactly. That means
a dude yesterday
that means stop
laid
talking.
The other way and put his legs up.
No.
Oh,
and
no,
I was
well,
like, oh, what's that? I started asking him, what was that? What's it feel like? Why do you do that? And he gave me nothing.
It's honestly, it just sounds like the worst situation. You're yapping. Someone's got their feet on the roof.
And you're saying, why are you doing that?
Yeah, because it's quite. So I did it. No, that was two mornings ago. So I did it yesterday.
Blood flow.
It's pretty different.
See, the story you're referring to, because it is an amazing moment in my life that I didn't know was happening until it was happening. I was in Russia, in Moscow, to interview the cast of Transformers 2, the movie.
Do you remember
that movie?
Who was in it?
Here we go.
Shia LaBeouf saw him at the buffet breakfast.
There's one coming, mate.
Let me do this.
You need to hold your arms
anyway,
for this
I was going for a massage in the spa, and before the massage, the lady said you can go and do a steam first. But because I was going for a massage, I just had my bathrobe on with my undies. Think about it, because you go, I'm getting a massage. And then I went, I've got in the steam room. I don't have bathers. I've got no swimwear on. And I went into the steam room because it was empty. I went, phew, no one's in here. So it's just me alone. So I can take my bathrobe off.
Yeah.
But then they did have like hand towels. So I just grabbed a hand towel to cover my undies.
Yeah.
And then, I was lying there with my eyes closed.
So hold on, you're just trying to make bathers out of hand towels.
Yes, I tried. So I'm lying there with tiny hand towels trying to cover my privates. And I was lying there and the steam door opened and I went, oh, how annoying, there's someone coming in. Oh, I wanted to be alone and now I'm awkwardly got hand towels on my privates. And and then the person sat down, didn't make a noise. I said, phew, okay, that's great. Let's all pretend we don't know each other. And then a few minutes in, I just thought I'll just open my eyes and have a look over and see who this weirdo is who came into the steam room while I'm alone in there.
Well, that's not their fault.
Well, just leave
a
lady in peace.
It's not a solo steam room.
Leave a lady in peace.
It's not your steam room.
It was a small steam room.
Who is naked?
I look over, Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy. McDreamy in the steam room. It was amazing. This is exactly what happened because it was about 50 degrees in there and I'd already been in for 10 minutes. I had to get out, but I didn't want to stand up naked in front of Patrick Dempsey. So I just lay there and nearly dehydrated.
Looking like a sultana.
Because I wanted him to go out first because I was not standing up with no clothes on in front of Patrick Dempsey.
I get up and do some stretches and stuff. Can you do that in there? Because I watched other people do that.
How big is it?
It's a big room.
There's a bit of space.
Mate, this dude was like doing all these stretches touching
make
the wall.
A noise.
So when he went out, I started doing it because I just copy people. It's what you do. And I felt heaps better. It's good.
131060. Is there etiquette? In fact, help Fev. Is there an etiquette for steam rooms?
Shut up and look at the floor.
Because you said someone was having have meetings and stuff in there.
Yeah, because there's no phones allowed in there. So it's the best ways to have convos that you can't have elsewhere, like private ones.
Private, like gangster sort of stuff.
What are you worried about? People wearing a wire.
Yeah, people wire and record.
Is this underbelly?
Yeah. Stuff. Seriously.
Yeah, literally.
Sweaty belly.
They reckon stuff goes down in steam rooms.
That's where we go.
That's why I want to chat
and get
people.
What have you seen in a steam room 131060?
What's Josiah meeting about? What are these business?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Oh, and look who's in the studio.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Of the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket.
There you go.
Inter-school gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports Report.
Guys, you may not be aware. Sorry, I just witnessed an elite athlete in Brendan Favola attempt to put some porridge in his mouth and he missed.
Yeah.
So
absolutely straight on the
On the full.
That was quite amusing.
Out of bounds.
Anyway,
on a full.
Guys, I'm bringing you the latest from the World Champion Snooker Championships.
Oh, wow. About time. Finally, sports is back, baby.
Firstly, great news because Aussie Neil Robertson, he's achieved a historic feat. It was an historic feat.
What was it?
It was
Potter
147. He got one of those.
147? Mm-hmm. I actually don't know how billiards work.
He didn't lose.
That's called a maximum break. Yeah. It's the highest possible break in a single frame of snooker. Now, out of interest, what Nick probably also wants to know, Fev, what's a break?
No, I know what a break is. I know how you break the balls at the start of a billiards game or pool game.
Yeah. So what's a 147 break?
Well, he must have potted a whole bunch of balls with that first shot.
He potted 147 balls with the break.
No. They're worth different values,
they're
obviously.
They're all worth different points.
Josiah is chomping at the bit.
Yeah, my granddad was snooker champion of England. Shout out to him this morning.
Really?
Yeah, you hold every ball.
Is his name Eddie Charlton?
Brian Cocker.
But he was Albanian.
This is on my mum's side. I've got
when he didn't know he was Albanian.
Did you know you're English?
Yeah. Mum was born in Manchester, well aware.
So with snooker, if you break them all off the break, you win. But in snooker, you've got to pot different balls at different times. So you can't just pot, like, you know, when you play a normal game of billiards.
Black goes
and you've
last.
You've got small and you've got large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stripes.
Yeah. So in billiards, they're just colours. So you've got to pot, like, the brown first and then you've got to pot a red and then you've
got to
pot
the baby pink.
Yeah, there's a pink. Yeah.
Like six. 6 points.
It's like your coat.
Yeah. Cardi.
Hmm.
Josiah plays billiards and golf. He's the oldest young man.
Anyway, that is not what. Wait for it. So this Aussie's done really well. Good luck. Well done, Neil Robinson. But play was stopped, and this doesn't happen very often in any sports or international world tournaments.
Streaker.
No, wait for
sort
it.
Sort of
a bird of other sorts.
Oh, goodness me. Hang on. We've got an unexpected visitor in the house. Has he bought a ticket? That is the question. Well, that's a first for the Crucible.
I have never, ever seen that before. I saw a sparrow once at the Welsh Open a few years ago, but never a pigeon here at the Crucible.
It's going under the drape.
Just on the table.
That's how boring snooker is. Oh, the crowd was up and about.
And he remembered, what did he see?
Squirrel or something. What did he say?
Sparrow.
Sparrow.
A sparrow at the Welsh Open.
Wow.
What a fascinating life he's led.
101.9 The Fox.
I was laying in bed yesterday, guys, and I was thinking about there was a TikTok chick that's got like 80 million followers or something.
Sorry, I thought we were about to lose Fev then.
No, I was trying to think of her name, but I can't. Clara someone. She's got a reality show. Anyway, she's got 80 million followers. Never heard of her before. Then I was thinking about like the Kardashians. They've got like 200 million or 300 million like Ronaldo. Then I thought, imagine everyone in the world, right, Boxy? Sounds stupid now I'm thinking about it, but I think this would work. So everyone in the world at, say, 6:30 this morning, but in other countries it's a different time, but everyone together walked outside and screamed, right? Screamed as loud as they could. Do you reckon we'd all be able to hear other people around the world and, like, in space? Do you reckon the people would be able to hear because the voices go up? Do you reckon that how many billion people are there in the world?
Seven.
Seven billion people at one time scream. Do you reckon that velocity?
Like the International Space Station.
Yeah, you know.
Like you can see the Great Wall of China.
Because they show.
Can you hear these idiots?
Yeah. Do you reckon that sound could. They'd reach that?
I don't know how far sound travels, to be honest. And even if it's all joined together, I don't know. The amount of decibels.
Yeah.
You know.
I think.
7 billion people
I'm actually
at one
trying
time.
To answer this, which, you know.
So he. Here's
she
the thing.
Was laughing.
If your voice reaches a certain, but think about it, your voice reaches a certain decibel, that doesn't change whether or not there's 100 of you.
Or blew a horn or something. Everyone blew a horn.
You're still not going to hear in China. You're not going to hear anything from Australia and China. Just not going to. We could all yell. We could all
at
yell
the one
all
time.
Day.
It'll pick it up on my Huawei and it'll get sent there.
And I don't even think it would.
Mic's always on.
I don't think even if you're in outer space, you'd hear it. Because so it can only reach a certain decibel.
So you can't
break through that.
That's what old mate thinks she knows everything Alex said.
But then I think like, I remember one day when Luch and I started going out, her parents wanted to meet for dinner before my comedy festival show one night. They had to have an early dinner, 5:30, and I had to leave an Essendon-Hawthorn game at the G that was pretty packed. There might have been 70,000 there. And I've left, and on the way out, Essendon has kicked the last goal to win with a few seconds. And you could, that was a loud,
yeah,
I was near Acme
that.
By that point. Mm. And you could hear a, so if everyone did it, I'm not saying it's get to space.
Now,
it's going to be bloody annoying.
If everyone in Melbourne yelled, maybe Bendigo would hear it.
But I'm saying the world, so everyone together at one time, something, surely the world like shakes, something happens. Surely something happens.
We've got a audio engineer just outside the studio an answer, team.
Oh,
here we go.
So I can tell you that no, it wouldn't go to space and you wouldn't hear everyone in the world yelling. You'd hear the people around you, but sound is absorbed by everything, by other people, by walls, by grass.
7 billion people stood and yelled. Nothing would happen.
Well, all the cities, it would be irrelevant because the skyscrapers absorb all that noise.
But you're
exactly.
Going up. Oh, like that.
Yeah. Like that. Still, I think it gets absorbed. By even the atmosphere gets absorbed
so
by the atmosphere.
So I could hear you out there through here. So if 7 billion people did that.
No, but it, what we're...
Case closed.
No, 101.9,
The Fox.
You'll love this. I'm combining parenting advice with basketball
sports.
Wow. That's a slam dunk there, Fee.
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal. Do you know he's estimated to be worth $500 million?
Yeah. He walks into he gives away stuff every day, goes up to homeless, gives them money, buys them food. He's an amazing man.
Wow.
Says the earth's flat.
Well, he's got some harsh, toughen them up. Parenting advice. He has told his sons that they have to leave the house at 18. Done. Mm-hmm. Out you go.
That's fair.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it, and I quite like it too, because and I've heard a lot of really wealthy people say this when they get interviewed. They're not going to leave their kids an inheritance. I'm not. It doesn't do a child any good to know.
Till they go to rehab and they bail them out.
They can fall on their parents' money.
No, but it's what is it? One generation makes it, the other one holds on to it, the next one squanders it.
Mm.
That's how it works, because they haven't had to put in the effort that the other people did. Mm. So what do you think's going to happen?
Doesn't follow you to the graveyard, spend it.
The only thing is, there's a catch to this. That was his sons. His daughters can live with him for as long as they like.
Yeah, because he's a DJ too.
What?
Shaq.
Pardon?
Shaq's a DJ.
What's being a DJ got to do with his parenting advice?
Just throwing out facts.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant that's because he's a DJ.
Yeah, my girls can stay at home for as long as they want. If I had an 18-year-old son, say a champion.
Oh, really?
Go off. Girls, mate, girls can do whatever they want.
That's interesting, because that's what he's saying. Hmm. He's saying, I tell my... Well, actually, let him say it. This is Shaquille.
Hang on. Here we go.
And like I tell my boys, when y'all get 18, y'all got to go. Girls can stay as long as they want.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Y'all can stay as long as y'all want. Take your time. Go to college. I'm trying to teach them about all types of men, what to avoid. Like I tell them all the time, I said, don't mess with somebody that everybody want. Daddy, why? I said, because he got too many options. Depends on how he was raised. You know, he may take advantage of those options.
Jeez. Now that I agree with.
Yeah,
I love
that
advice. Yeah. That is a man who has had too many options and has taken advantage of it.
Been married twice.
Yeah.
Imagine not knowing, then you turn up to your date's door. You go, this front door Shaq. Is massive. This is a huge front door.
Remember he was a copper? He was a Miami police officer.
Oh, standard.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Like before basketball?
No, after basketball.
What?
That's standard American culture. Are you good at acting?
When he was in Miami, he became a police officer and he used to walk the streets and he got hammered too much. He was an actual cop.
Is this a movie?
No,
he was an actual cop.
Come on.
And then he went in to be a detective for a certain under 18 job.
Mm.
And he did that for a bit. Yeah. He's got strings to the bow.
I can't tell if this is like, was it like a kindergarten cop thing?
No, he was a fair income copper. Okay. He was a Miami police officer.
Because it just doesn't make sense because he's a multimillionaire basketball player who doesn't need to have a job.
No, I don't know. He's a DJ at nightclubs.
I don't know if he's going through the same strict police academy, you know, that you or I would go through.
Is he with Hightower?
No. He is the Hightower.
Hilariously Melbourne. Feb and Nick are driving you to work. And Hester at the Superfund driving real world impact. Hester, super with impact.